just be
Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. Is it going to play? Oh, no.
Is it going to play? Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, why
welcome to Scanning
again?
The... I don't know.
Wait, here we go.
Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained. It all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh my God, I'm
doing pretty good. I'm doing pretty good.
How you doing, cuz? I have no voice. I mean, my voice is fucked
I'm
because I have laryngitis.
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing just fine at the moment.
I can't.
Somebody call Mikey and tell me. Carly, tell Mikey I'm on the air. I can't answer the phone. I can. No, I can't. All right. Let me just decline that. We're back on, right? Okay, we're good.
We're on. We're live.
Okay. Yes. Thank God. I'm sorry. Okay. I can't. Hold on. I'm sorry. Guys, continue talking for 1 minute while I just do a call for a minute.
So.
Okay.
I alluded to this before we went
you
live.
Guys talk. I'm going to have Carly call him. Continue the show for 1 minute. It's very important. Hold on, okay? Continue without me for a minute.
Right. Here's my question. We talk a lot about portals and how spirits can travel through from time and place to wherever they feel like.
Mm-hmm.
What about the occurrence of, I want to say, a nexus point? Not necessarily a portal, but let's say strong negative energy from living, you know, people that used to be alive. If it continues to draw in other negative energy from other non-living humans again to create a severely negatively charged atmosphere in a specific location. Do you think that that is an actual possibility?
Well, as far as the paranormal goes, I think anything's really possible. I mean, you just got to kind of try to figure out how that applies to something that somebody's been through and that you can compare, you know, whether or not you believe that strongly enough. But that's what elicited elicited the results.
Right. Right. Well, I keep going back to a lot of these shows that they want to claim that there's a demonic infestation in particular locations. Although we know that the real occurrences of real demonic energy is very, very rare. So it's not going to occur in every single place that has dark energy. So my thought was maybe, you know, like, okay, we'll say Jeffrey Dahmer's energy. If he's back in a specific location, maybe his energy is strong enough to draw other dark energy to him to create a major negative nexus point.
All right.
You know what that makes me think of, David? That makes me think of that movie Shocker.
Okay.
You remember?
Oh, right,
you remember back in the 80s? You remember the guy who was electrocuted and somehow he got into.
Yeah, he used his energy through all the electrical lines and kept
right,
going.
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe
come back.
It's an electrical charge of some type. Like, well, a better example would be the movie Ghost in the Machine, which was made about 20 something years ago.
Oh, I remember.
And it
that
was
movie.
The guy who he got into the mainframe and then the network, and he didn't want to let go. And there's just so many movies that tie into that. What was that one movie that had Ray Liotta, Body Parts? You remember the one where the different serial killers' parts were used and
I can't remember
people who were killed on death row?
Yeah, I don't remember that either.
What was that name?
And they cut them up.
Oh, stop. I know it. I know what you're talking about.
It's not Body Parts. Oh, no, I'm thinking of Howard Stern.
What was the name of that movie?
It was
I remember. Oh, my God. It'll come to me about 3 hours from now.
Right.
Okay.
But Ray Liotta was the star.
Yeah, I don't know if you actually were able to hear the question or not, Lisa.
What question?
Lisa didn't get to chime in.
No, but
I
don't... I want to tell
sorry,
you.
Sorry, I
kind of
went on a tangent.
Oh no,
I
called,
just thought of that. One
Mikey
reminded
called,
me of the other.
No, no, Mikey called to tell me he had a paranormal thing. He's up in Perkiomaville, right?
Okay.
I'm hanging out at the park, and he had a pee, so he wanted to go use the porta potty. And now he's got a 1999 car. He goes in to go to the bathroom. He comes out, and the car started by itself.
Without a remote start.
He wasn't even. Nice. Yeah, it's a 99. Okay, it's not a remote start anywhere. Yep.
Okay.
All right. Yep.
That's weird.
He's like, Ma.
Spirits by the square mile.
So,
but he's in
Perkiomaville.
I told him William's one of them.
Yeah. My question was, you know, because I know, you know, and we talk about portals a lot, but I was thinking more along the lines of a nexus of energy, like a very strong, and it could be even a positive, but a strong negative energy from a real asshole who was, you know, human and just a real dick. Could it draw in a lot of other negative energies to strengthen itself and create
part. That?
That's you mean
a
tulpa?
I'm sorry.
Are you talking a tulpa?
I didn't think of that.
No. I don't mean caused by another living person. Okay, let's say Jeffrey Dahmer, he's dead.
Yeah.
Let's say his energy went back someplace, and his energy kept drawing in other dark people's energy. He's not alive, so it can't be a tulpa.
No.
But it would create a nexus of dark energy, which could be determined by, you know, initial thoughts as a demonic infestation, where in fact it's just a negative nexus of energy.
Look, we are living in a fucking evil goddamn fucking world right now. So I have no idea what's going on, but anything's possible. Thoughts are things, energies, things, people, entities, they're all somewhere. But Walter, where Walter is pretty cool, you know, according to him, you know?
Right.
But that's different. That's a being of light, not a being of darkness.
See, and see, that's the other side of it. Like Walter being a spirit, being a guide, being a light worker.
Shit, we heard
he draws in
somebody over the other
yeah,
day.
Yeah,
well, David,
draws,
I thought I heard enough
yeah.
of your question. I did not actually. You broke up there for a second. I thought, well, I'm going to try to answer, even though I didn't realize. I actually was thinking you were talking about something else. That's actually a really interesting question about.
Right.
Well, let Lisa chime in. I've already said
But I mean, I don't know. When I'm thinking about all of this, like what's happening now, anything's
right.
fucking possible. I mean, anything is just, it's, you know what I mean? It's possible for it to be, but I don't know, but I know one thing, that the fucking activity is amping up.
There
is no argument against that at all. I was sitting there, well, actually last night, I'm laying in bed, and halfway up my bedroom door, I saw a shadow move straight across the door frame. I had no lights on in my house, but I saw that shadow, and I'm like, what the fuck? I jump up, I turn on the freaking lights, I'm looking around like, what the hell was that? I mean, you know, it was a good solid foot above the doorknob, so, you know, 4 feet off the floor.
Interesting thing, you say that it's up above the doorknob.
Yeah.
A lot of times when I sense them, they're in midair.
Me too.
They're not,
William
when
House.
I see them in my mind's eye, they are not, they're not
on
not standing on the same ground that we are. They're like doing their thing kind of up in the air.
They got
right.
their own ground. It's like from what I learned was that like spirits are about 3 foot or more above a ground level. When
me too.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and I believe that after I seen William hugging a tree, and he was like 3 feet up in the air. So,
yeah, he was off the ground.
He was holding. He was like holding.
Oh yeah, that's right. We
yeah.
talked about this for
yep.
a year. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so I think that. But I know what's happening. I need you guys to listen to this box thing.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
All right. I'm gonna. Oh God, how do I put this? It's gonna. In it, it's gonna say that the angels are terrified, but you're going to have to pick it apart. So I'm going to have to play it a couple of times. I'm just going to play it straight through.
I've already heard that one, haven't
All right,
I?
You heard it.
Get
yes.
the fuck out of my way.
All right. Then it's the, road rage. Anyway, so then it
No, this guy just about hit me. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Oh, shit. That sucks. Oh, no. Fuck that.
He was on his phone, and he came within inches
Oh, my God.
Of hitting the side of my car. So I'm sorry. I lost my cool for a second.
And it's Walter and William. All right, Walter says the whole first part. And then
right.
William comes out in the end, and he says, find your sympathy. Find your sympathy with his accent. Okay, I'm going to play it now, just and hopefully it came out good, you know, no one has it, hold on. Yes?
Terrified.
He's terrified?
Subject to.
Was terrified?
Who?
To Tyler. Egypt. On you.
What do you think?
Well,
did you ever find your sympathy?
I didn't hear it that good. It was kind of choppy.
Why is it choppy? It wasn't choppy when I put up here.
It wasn't choppy when you sent it to me either.
No. What did Live Paranormal do to my audio? Maybe I should turn the volume down on it a little bit. Would that work? Yeah? Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Try it again. And sorry right. about that interruption.
All right. All right. Well, first you're going to hear, they say, but it's real quick. And I say, huh, you know, yes or whatever. And then you hear a child's voice, but in that child's voice right there, underlying, you hear the angels are terrified. And then I ask who's terrified, and they say was, and I said was terrified, and that's when they say a child from Egypt.
Right.
They say a name in between them, but I can't make that out. And then William goes, find your sympathy, like that. It's fucking, it's crazy. I'm going to play it one more time.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Yes. Hold on. It's way too loud.
Oh, I heard the Egypt thing.
We're trying to lower the volume. I'm going to lower the volume. I got it. Hold on. Let's try it now. All right. It's way too loud. This one. Yes. Yeah, Lisa.
Very nice.
Is it terrifying?
Was
terrifying? Who?
To Tyler, Egypt.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, that's what it was.
But then listen, you got to listen to that. After that one part right there, you got to listen to where it says, William says, find your sympathy. Watch, it's really fucking
good. Oh,
okay,
gotcha.
All right. Cool. Yes.
Yep.
Very nice. Right. He's terrified.
Subject to.
Was terrified. Who?
To Tyler, Egypt. On you.
Yeah.
Yep. That's William that says, find your sympathy.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, you did something. It was really clear. I could hear it really good that time.
All right. That was, you know what it was? The volumes are up too high. You understand?
Right.
So, yeah. But when I think about it, I wish I could, maybe if I look. You can hear. I'm gonna just try lowering it a little. But stop. I'm gonna just try lowering it. Stop. Lowering it a little bit more than that. Sorry about that. I'm gonna just lower it like one more time because when you hear that child's voice go or whatever it says or whatever underneath right there is where it says the angels. And then he says are terrified. And I say who's terrified because I didn't hear the first part. All right. Which is really weird. I have no idea what's going on. There. I'm gonna play it again. Yes. And then at the end, somebody's coming. I don't know who the fuck that was. But I was, I'm coming. But what do you think about that? That is weird.
It was definitely a little strange.
I don't know. I don't know that. Well, I have no idea with all everything going on. I don't know if they're talking about angels being scared or kids with their angels because it was a child from Egypt, which makes no sense to a week and a half ago.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So, maybe even almost 2 weeks, I think it was, ago. Yeah. Made no sense then. So that's what got me. I don't know. But I know the angels are terrified. And maybe because of all the shit that's going on Earth. Right?
It's possible,
well,
yeah.
Actually, I have something to add into that.
Okay, go
to
ahead.
To evaluate. Egypt is next to Gaza,
yeah,
et cetera.
I know. And,
I
yeah,
mean, that's
I know.
All I'm going to say.
Yeah, I know. And but this was before that even came in. You get what I'm saying? Right. Now, there's another one. This one says, you'll never find more joy. I'm just going to play it for you because I have no idea what the fuck it's talking about.
Okay.
All right. But listen to this one. Okay, wait, I'm going to just go back over that. Wait, I'm going to do it one more time. I think it says purple, Princess Purple in the background.
Oh, maybe it does say
yeah,
purple.
But it says you'll never find more joy. And I'm like, it's so clear.
Uh-huh.
You hear the way it sounds? It's
that part.
Go on.
Right.
You'll need to.
Yeah, we're starting.
Hey, Lisa. What?
Send
that to me. I'm going to try to clean it up for you.
Oh, I probably, I don't know if you can or should. You might take out the background voices. You have to be real careful.
No. I don't ever amplify. You know, I don't do the raw audio.
Yeah, weird.
Oh, no, that's okay. You're right, though. I might mess it up.
No, I want to send it to you anyway to see if you can get it. Because if you can pick it up, just when you go back and you listen to it, I'm going to try to lower it a little bit right here. All right, so we can really hear it now that
I
know that she's at.
No, it's me.
I mean, it's the volume. I just got, you know what I mean, because it was
right.
High up, I guess, when I recorded. But, all right, I'm going to play it again. But just listen to the weirdness. They're working with purple.
Okay. Maybe
oh,
purple
shit.
Was Frank.
Frank.
Yeah. Frank something.
Yeah.
Maybe.
All right, wait. Let's go back over that. Then we're going to go past that part. This is what I mean. This is amping up. Listen to how this sounds.
Dawn. You'll need
it. Yeah. William, listen.
Here for me.
You hear this shit? It's crazy.
That's crazy. It is. You're right about that.
Scattered.
They don't shut up through the whole thing.
Yeah, they're just carrying on a happy little conversation, ain't they?
We found, yeah. That, well, they said we are. When they said, but it's like we are working with purple.
Right.
I don't. Yeah. I mean, like I'm like whoa. And then, you know, I just all the other stuff. I mean, like just this is the way they're sounding lately. Like very clear,
mm-hmm.
very to the point. You know, and
mm-hmm.
and it all went back to that time. Remember when we ran a long time ago when we asked where William was and it said he was in Canada, beware the winds? Remember that one
played? Oh, right.
Yeah.
Do you know that was 2 days prior to the wildfire starting?
Hmm.
No.
He was looking, he was telling us beware of the winds, like they knew that there was going to be a problem.
Then the wind was going to bring that smoke down and choke us out down here.
Yeah, like they knew, and then because they said, be careful, and I never understood it until afterwards. So, yeah, I have no idea what's going on. But I know that, Fabian, how do you see things acting up more active? I could tell by them and pictures now I'm getting.
Not really seeing, but kind of feeling it.
Yep.
If that makes any sense.
Oh, it makes complete sense. I'm feeling the same way. Mm-hmm.
The atmosphere, the charge in the atmosphere, even up here, up this far up north,
that's
is just different.
That's a good
I mean,
it's
you know, like
frequency. Hey.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, I don't see things ever in my own house. But when I'm seeing shadows, you know, midway across my door in the middle of the, you know, at night when there's no lights on, then I can't really explain the feeling, but I know that there's something. Because I'll be sitting there and, you know, I'm playing video game. I've been doing that a lot lately. But suddenly I find myself spinning around in the chair, turning away from the TV and looking back towards the bedroom quite a bit. And I don't understand why. I don't know.
You're looking.
So there's just a feeling that, you know, I turn around, I'm looking, I'm half expecting there to be somebody standing right there.
Well, there probably is. Huh? Yep. I'm sorry. I'm eating a hot pickle.
Mango chipotle pickle.
No, mango habanero pickle.
Oh, habanero pickle.
Hold on.
That sounds pretty good.
Oh, my God. Try it. They're okay.
Where did you get them?
Where did I get them? I got them at Walmart. Was it Walmart? Walmart.
Acme?
Acme. Walmart
sells them? They got Acme?
It's Sam's Choice. And it's mango, hot mango, fresh packed pickle chips.
Acme pickle?
No,
Sam's Choice is going to be Walmart or Sam's Club.
Oh, all right.
She said Sam's Club.
Sam's Club. Have you never been to Sam's Club?
Pickle. A club, pickle. No. You didn't get the joke. Acne, pickle,
Acne.
Sam's
yep,
Club. A cudgel.
Okay. I did that now. No, but... When we have this is crazy. I mean, this is all right. The boss is right on everything. I'm gonna just say that, okay? They have been right on every fucking thing that they've said in the past forever. But anyway, but more so in the past year.
3 years.
Well, it all started
with COVID.
You know,
COVID.
Yeah, I know, but it all started way before that. They,
right.
William had it out for Mikey's dad. Sorry, I can't. Okay, you know, and like to tell what he was doing. Get it? Like,
right.
Yeah,
he just, because it was about being horrible. So, yeah, he was being horrible, and William was being a protector. Walter, too, you know? But, it's pretty crazy. They haven't been wrong yet. And I went back over some old shit. Here's the thing. You guys, you both do EVPs and everything like that. Did you ever go back over your old stuff and it pertained to now?
Yeah.
I haven't really gone back to re-listen to any of my old files yet.
Yep. No, I found this book. Yeah, and
I wrote it down. Go ahead.
Uh-huh. I wrote it all down. You know, you jot down the EVPs too. You mark where they are and whatnot. I found a whole book of them and sat there with my mouth hanging open. I'm like, oh, my God, it all pertains to like the past couple of years. And it was way before that. It was like 2013. Yeah. You know, what did you find, Fabian? What went over for you? What did you notice?
One time I got an EVP that said, it said that, the light in the ever darkening world.
Oh wow!
Is fading. I don't know. And that was when I was that was 2018. I was over at
What
was the mm-hmm. name of that place? I'm trying to remember the name of. Oh yeah, yeah, South Pittsburgh Landing.
Look, yeah. They knew that, you know, because they're telling, like, really, Walter said.
And if you look
time.
At things like we were just talking about, you know, like everything's getting more weird and feels like there's a really negative kind of, well, negative is what I feel from a lot of this. It just seems like things are turning more and more toward minus. And
right.
And then, you know, that's that light in an ever-darkening world thing that's fading. I was like, what? This, you know, whatever. And then mm-hmm. the other day I was just thinking maybe that was a portent of some kind. Who knows?
Right.
But David had a question earlier, and I didn't really get to say anything because I thought I heard the question. I did not hear
it
right. I missed part of the meat of the question, which was...
right.
David was asking if the combined, and I was listening, but... The second time, the first time,
right,
I couldn't hear
right.
because you dropped. The combined negatives, can they create a negative force in themselves altogether? Is that what you were getting at?
Yeah, more or less, yeah. Like if you find a human being who was the most evil son of a bitch you could ever think of.
Human spirit, yeah.
Right. Once they die, their energy goes somewhere, but it's still going to remain negative because that's what that person was.
Imprint.
Can that energy draw in all the minor negative energy around it to create its own
people.
Yeah, but to create its own negative nexus in specific locations.
But that's more like a spirit oppression. I think it would draw people.
Well,
okay.
That's
where I was trying to get to the point, because A lot of these shows on TV, they're going to go in, they're going to claim, oh, well, it's so negative, this is a demonic infestation. Can a human spirit, if it's that negative, cease to be a human spirit and become demonic and become that negative nexus?
I don't, what I was going to say, actually. I don't know. I think a demon is rare and unique and all the... conscripted by hell itself, but I think if you get that much shit in one pile of negativity that the human beings are going to react to that
I've seen it, yeah.
You know, that is demonic because they don't really know what... I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to tell you I know. I mean, I know I had a run-in with something that me and my daughter... We were just driving. This place had something in it, and we just drove by the place. And me and her just kind of looked at each other and said, "Did you feel that?"
I don't know if that
was a demon, but I went back and took a picture. And there's this wild looking thing in the window. I had to send that to you. It's back in 2014.
Oh yeah, I wanted to see it.
I showed it to you, but it's
you
been
probably
a long time.
Did in 2014.
David, you're summing up something that I've heard of before. And maybe I'm getting this wrong, and maybe you know more about it than I do. But have you ever heard of an elemental?
I know what that is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, elemental spirits were never human. They're just energy that has always existed, made by nature itself.
Yeah, an animal.
Elemental, yeah, that makes
right.
sense.
Most of the time... Elementals are, they could care less about human interaction.
Maybe like
until humans start screwing around in specific spots.
Are fairies, some people think that in Ireland and Scotland and all that, that the fairies, which actually everybody makes them out to be these little women, old women with wands, but actually the real story of fairies is much darker. Folklore is much darker. Mm-hmm. And
always
they actually believed. Actually answer my own question. Yeah, the fairies were considered elemental. Leprechauns
yep.
were considered elementals.
Oh,
et cetera,
yeah.
And
right.
Imagine little elves. Here they come.
Yeah, yeah. Fairies being fairies would be air elementals. Leprechauns and gnomes and trolls would be like earth elementals.
Right. I love gnomes. And little, I do. I,
oh,
I,
yeah.
I like
and
gnomes.
Basically.
Well, Norwegian a spirit called the Draugr.
The Draugr. Draugr?
Or the Draga. Yeah, they were considered evil elementals that would, they were so mean they would ride horses to death.
Oh, wow.
Pretty cool. Actually, a very strange. If you got cursed by a Draga, they would do shit to your livestock and ride your horses to death or something back in ancient times. So.
Oh, guys, I forgot. I got one more. I just remember because I saw it. That's why. Okay. I got one more Frank's Box thing.
You said two.
Yeah, well, I got one where Williams called me Hannah because he does that. Listen to how he yells it the second time. Watch. This is what's funnier, if I could ever get it to work. Hold up. Right there. There.
I know.
Go ahead.
Wait. Hannah.
Hannah. Yeah, exactly. You said it real mellow the first time, Hannah. I said, go ahead, tell me. Hannah.
Hannah Bobbitt.
Fucking funny as shit. Yeah, that's
Hannah,
what
Fanna, Fofana, Banana Manna, Fofana,
yeah.
Me, My, Momana.
I'm seeing Gilda Radner.
Oh, God. I got the little sweat ball on the end of my nose because it makes me sick. Wait,
that's
Roseanne,
it.
Roseanne, Dana.
Roseanne, Dana.
Wait, I don't know
no,
what
no.
to do. I've got this sweat ball on the end of my nose.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to make me
so
sick.
You do it so well. You do it so well. Hey, here you go. Here you go. Let's see if I can still do it. Father Guido Sarducci.
Oh, God, no. I forgot all about him. Oh, my God. Father Guido Sarducci.
I'm Father Guido Sarducci.
Oh, my God.
I bless you. Bless
that
your
was,
house.
Look, we grew up in some really cool shit, didn't we?
We did.
Best Saturday Night Live
right?
there
yeah.
ever was. Yeah.
Oh, my
that
God.
That other shit is garbage.
We
garbage.
Did. We grew We like, I mean, yeah, the original was just, it was kick-ass. I have no
Jane,
doubt in
yeah.
my mind. We used
Jane
to watch
Curtin
it.
Jane Curtin and Garrett Morris and John Belushi and Chevy
mm-hmm.
Chase
yep.
and
Dan Aykroyd.
Bill Murray.
Dan Aykroyd.
They were spot on. They were the best.
They were. They
I
really
get
were.
Chills talking about the old Saturday Night Live.
Right.
Because it was. It was great. We never missed it.
Oh, yeah. My favorite. You know what my favorite skit from the old Saturday Night Live was?
Oh, she's by
get
the
Get ready.
No.
Fire
Marshal Bill.
Fire
Marshal Bill.
Living Color. That was
that's
a Living
Color.
Oh, okay.
Right, but that could have easily been back then. But no, it is actually, let's see if y'all remember it. Gilda Radner. New Shimmer is a floor wax.
Oh,
no,
my God.
New Shimmer is a dessert. The Shimmer is a dessert topping. It's
oh
a floor
God.
Wax. It's a dessert topping. It's a floor wax. It's a dessert topping, you cow.
Oh, my God. I remember that. Oh, my God.
I don't.
Calm down, you two.
Oh, my
new
God.
New Shimmer is a floor wax and a dessert topping.
Oh, my God. That was
you
that
put
was
it on
great.
Your mop, and I'll put it on my butterscotch. Hey, that is
okay.
delicious. That's
oh
really
my God.
Good. And look at that shine.
Oh, my
oh.
God.
By the way. Phone lines are open, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah.
Call in. Give us your opinion.
Sabrina!
347-202-0316.
Sabrina, I bought your book. Call me.
Oh, yeah, right? Because it's
which
been
I'm waiting
enough.
On it to come
I can't
in.
Wait. I can't wait to get money to buy it, so, you know. But, oh, my God. But this is this is good. This is good. If anyone wants to call in and tell us your favorite Saturday Night Live episode,
Sabrina.
Feel free. Feel free. Cheeseburger. No Coke. Pepsi.
Oh, that was pretty good, too. Who remembers the Turkey Boys?
Me.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Who's Frank Rizzo? Okay,
Shizzle
Chest. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Right, from the money store.
Yep, that's it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
They should have been on Saturday Night Live. They would have been a hit, man.
Mm-hmm.
And Damon Wayans would have been really good, too. But I think he was on Saturday Night Live later, wasn't he?
Oh, holy crap.
Yes, he was.
Mm-hmm. I was just thinking about a Wayans, too, because I just watched a movie. And now I can't remember the damn name of it.
I do that all the time.
I do it every 5 minutes.
It was a Halloween movie, blah blah blah. Comedy kind of movie. They moved in, you know, mom.
Fabian, Reanimator. Was that the movie?
Uh huh.
Oh, that was
that
it, wasn't
the
it?
One, what, the other one was that it?
The body part movie.
See?
Oh no!
Okay.
That wasn't it, but. I'll find it. Hopefully, I'll remember
right.
to find
I,
it.
But
yeah,
I,
this.
No.
Okay. All right.
Hey, David, did it have a guy in a bowling shirt in the movie?
No.
Okay.
No,
so,
it was
okay.
It was basically. You remember that Halloween Town movie?
Oh, I love that. Yeah, I watched the kids when they were.
This is sort of a comedy, kind of like that. It revolved around the legend of a guy named Stingy Jack.
Oh, yeah, that's actually
and he's actually a real person, too.
Yeah, in real life in Ireland, yeah.
Yep.
He carved a cross on the tree to keep the devil up in the tree, and the devil and him made an agreement. He actually did that a year. I need to share that from last year.
Well, this one, they changed the events of Stingy Jack. But still, it was interesting because I just watched the movie, and then I just came across the story of Stingy Jack, and I'm like, well, that's not what the movie said.
Is it ever?
No. No. Oh, God. So, yes.
You control the narrative, you control the movie. You know, they have run some really good movies.
Yeah, I know.
By I saw that Pet Cemetery Bloodlines, and
they took Stephen
it's
King.
It's the story of Judd.
Yeah,
it's the story of Judd,
King.
But they don't even. Yeah, go ahead.
They just messed it up because he didn't write that, right? He didn't do.
No, exactly. it's always that magic word based on. Those magic words.
Yeah.
Based on a novel.
Yep.
Right.
Well, if I took a shit and painted it gold, and I
that's
said
based on the tuna casserole you made 2 months ago,
or based on the original shit.
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
Remake sucks.
Let me tell you why it sucked. Because. It wouldn't have took a little bit of voice acting and coaching to get the guy to go from sounding like he was from California to he was actually sounded like Judd from the original Pet Sematary up in Maine.
Yeah, which was Herman Munster, right?
Right. The guy's accent, he sounded like he was from Los Angeles.
Oh, God.
But he's supposed to have been born and raised in Derry, Maine or whatever. It's insane.
Right. No, that's
an insult to Maine people as well.
Yep.
And New Englanders, for that matter, if you really want to get testes about it.
Yeah,
if you want to get testicular about it.
Well,
that son of a whore just did it all wrong.
Wait,
that's it. He didn't even try to. The ground of a woman's heart is stonier than that of a man. You know, nothing like that. Not from Texas.
Yep.
So,
but you
I
know
can
what,
do a better.
But,
Stony ground things and shit. But it was based on Judd when he was a kid, younger. And they got the timeline wrong.
Massachusetts?
They got it way wrong. 1969 and 67, and it's supposed to be 1990, right? Well, Judd was like early 20s, and by 1990 he would have been like not that young.
He would have been 30.
Not that old. I mean,
no,
he, like in the movie, he was supposed to be old by the time 30 years passed, right?
Right.
So he would have still been young. So they fucked up the timeline, too. So I gave it one star because they at least got the the magic of the graveyard or whatever the hell it is, burial ground. They got that story spot on. They actually went in telling you about the tribe that Stephen King had in the book. I think it was a Micmac or something. But
That was a great. I always read his books before I seen his movies.
Oh, me too. Every single movie. I even read Christine before I saw
I read Christine before I saw it too. Yeah, because you know what I did? I snuck in. Okay, with Carrie, I read it, and then me and my girlfriend Jamie, we snuck into the movies way underage.
Carrie was one I went and seen. I've seen it before. I actually read the book, but I did read.
Did you? I read the book first.
I don't think I read any of his books.
You know the most unappreciated. Can you tell me the most unappreciated Stephen King story that was ever written? That was the most unappreciated. Can you tell me which? Can you tell me which one?
I don't know.
I mean, innocent trivia. This is
personal opinion.
This is just your personal opinion. It's not
the Langoliers.
No, that was.
I actually enjoyed the hell out of that.
Yeah.
That was great.
That was great.
It was long, but it was great.
That would be bottom of the list, and then right above that would be the Tommy.
If you read the book first and you watch the movie, you know what's going on. You get it like way better because you get all the little details that Stephen King throws in there.
What do you think?
And
what?
I'm thinking Gerald's Game, a book, like or a movie. Which one? A book or a movie?
It doesn't matter. But I was thinking long movies, but you can do what you want.
Well, we know Misery, all that shit is fantastic.
No.
But I think maybe Gerald's Game, that book.
I have never heard of that.
Stephen King?
Yeah, Gerald's Game. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so because that movie is still on Netflix.
I have never heard of that.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if it's the same thing. Is it about?
Well, you know what? Should have got way more recognition? The Stand.
Yeah.
Yeah, The Stand was
book,
pretty good, too.
No,
that was actually
book,
really good.
Did you read the book, Fabian?
It was like the long, gigantic book. It was forever and a day.
It was like 1,130 pages
or something. Believe it or not, I have not read a lot of books, but that is one I actually did on a dare.
Yep, you did? I read it. I read it three times, on my own. That's how good the book was. And then they couldn't really do a movie, so then they made a miniseries, but it still didn't capture everything.
You read it three times?
Yes, I did.
Good gurgly God.
That's like voluntarily reading War and Peace.
No.
Oh, yeah, that's a long one.
Yeah, but this was, you know, when you look at all
Citizen
the details.
Citizen Kane was a better book than the movie, too, just saying.
Yeah, exactly. But the Stand really couldn't. Even with the miniseries, they got a lot of it, but they didn't capture everything. You know, even though the miniseries was pretty good. All right, you know what I mean? They just couldn't capture, you know?
No, the miniseries sucked. I didn't follow. I ended up losing interest.
It was okay. It was okay, but it didn't capture.
It was 2 stars out of 5.
Yep. It didn't capture. It did not capture the whole essence of the book. Nothing can.
Have you ever heard of a Stephen King book? I read the book and I saw the movie, and then the movie just kind of faded into obscurity. But there was a book called Sometimes They Come Back.
Oh, shit. I forgot about that one.
Bad, and God. I'm going to watch. I'm watching that
God.
This weekend with Danielle now.
I forgot about that.
That was bad
God.
As fucking hell. Yes. They did not give it enough recognition. That's my opinion.
No kidding. I know.
That movie was kick ass.
Dude,
it was like, it's like The Outsiders met, I don't know, like The Outsiders meets The Lost Boys or something. It was really good.
It was very good. Stephen King is my favorite author. Always has been. Not like I read him a lot much lately, except for...
Yeah, that was really good, though. You ever heard of it no more? No one talks about it.
No
one see it on the damn channel things.
I know, right?
Me and Danielle's going to find that, and we're going to watch it, because Danielle and I watched that like when we were only together like 2 or 3 years. And I realized she was actually very well-versed in horror.
Yep.
The one thing Danielle and I have a lot in common is our love of certain authors like Dean R. Kuntz Dean Arcunt and Michael Crichton and another one that's really good is, well, other than Stephen King. What's her damn name?
Michael Crichton?
Yeah.
What book did he what?
Eaters of the Dead. He wrote a book called Eaters of the Dead. That was the story of
Ebon Brown?
No, it was a story about, it was the 13th Warrior. They turned the book into a movie called The 13th Warrior.
Oh, the one with Antonio Banderas.
Yes, and it was a story about these monsters, these inhuman people that were scaring the Ven.
Yep.
The Vendol, they were scaring. It was actually a horror book.
Yep.
And it was well done. The 13th Warrior was
the 13th Warrior turned it more into a Viking kind of thing, didn't it?
Well, it was a Viking thing.
Okay.
It was based on the true story of Ibn Fulad, who was a emissary that came to learn about the Northmen. It's actually a true story. He actually wrote a chronicle, and written in, and Bullwife and all them people were real. It actually is in the chronicle, in the 900s. And it was him trying to learn the way of the Northmen. And as in trying to learn them, Michael Crichton put a spin on it about the fireworm up on the mountain and the people that lived, the bears. They were berserkers, technically. They lived in the
mountain.
Right. Yeah, and then they were killing and eating people. They were cannibals. So it was a horror movie. But Michael Crichton done a couple others, too. And there's a guy named Sebastian Younger. Shout out to Sebastian Younger. Who wrote...
I recognize that name.
You're going to know The Perfect Storm.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, he wrote the book The Perfect Storm about the Angria Gale. And that was it was actually a true story, but it was a horror. The way he wrote the book, man, the book blew the movie away. The book is so intense.
See, the movie... who was that? George Clooney in that movie?
Yes. That's correct.
Okay.
And Marianta Estrio Tonio, whatever her name is.
Master Antonio.
Yeah. She was a captain of the ship trying to, they were like friends and stuff. But the true story was he actually did a thing in 97 explaining the real research he'd done to do the book, and it was so sad. Really sad. He got to meet a lot of the people that were involved with the people that died, and it was sad. The Andrea Gale was a true sad story off the coast of Mass.
Oh, man.
They were Worcester. I think they were Worcestermen or something. Yeah.
Worcestermen? Worcester.
Yeah, Worcester. Yeah, whatever.
Worcester. Worcester.
What?
Yeah, they caught cod and lobster. I don't know. It's cod and lobster.
Wabas?
They call it lobster. Like, that's your song, Red Lobster. Rock Lobster. Red Lobster among them.
Rock Lobster.
Have y'all noticed? Oh, and you tell me
that's one way to really piss off a Massachusetts person is to call it Worcester.
Oh, no, it's Worcestershire.
They get angry. It's, no, it's Worcester. It's like, what?
Oh, it
there's
is.
An R and a, there's an R and a C and an E in it, not
sorry.
Two double O's.
I wouldn't
well, we're actually,
like
my
either.
Family, my grandmother, her mom and them were from Lowell over by Salem and Boston and all that. So, yeah.
What is it?
They lived there for generations.
Worcester.
Look at me. I'd be like, Worcester?
Yeah. Worcester. It's like you guys came from England and you got the Shire, so it's no longer Worcestershire, it's Worcester.
Yeah, that's right.
Worcestershire sauce.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
I never did you realize that Worcestershire sauce is made from anchovies?
Yes, I did know that. I was a cook.
I was not aware of that for a long time.
Yeah, some people can't eat it.
And well,
we had
that's
to watch
the thing.
It at the restaurant.
Vegans eat it
hours.
All the time. Vegans,
right.
Vegans put it on a lot of stuff, and it's a fucking animal based.
Yeah, and here's the thing I don't get about that. Why is it now? I'm not knocking vegetarians and stuff like that because maybe I should stop eating so much meat. But I don't understand when they make dishes that mimic meat when they're not, you know, they're supposed to kind of not want to eat meat. You know, I'm just saying.
Right.
I'm not, well, you know, I don't know. I'll maybe it's just a thing. I don't know.
I know. I was a vegetarian for 7 years.
Shout out to the
okay?
vegans and stuff
right.
and the Vulcans and all of them. You know? Okay.
I was a vegetarian for 7 years. And I was sick with Lyme disease and didn't know. And that motherfucking shit killed me almost. No, I'm just talking about being a vegetarian. It literally got me really sicker because I wasn't having the proper protein and all that.
Right.
Meat. Now I just cook healthy, you know, and I can't have any bread because I'm allergic to wheat and gluten.
Right.
Hey, you know what? Yeah. That's actually, you know, there are a lot of people, when I was a restaurant manager, I mean, I had to watch that. You know, we had to watch certain types of things. We had to put all kinds of little disclaimers. But I remember one time I got preparation H and proper pH mixed up.
Oh,
well, all the pimples on my ass went away, but my face not.
Oh, my God.
Propofol and preparation.
Oh,
yep. Yeah. And the funny, the stupid thing is, people who want to be vegan, and I'm not saying vegetarian, vegan.
Right, and we're not knocking you guys. We're just discussing.
They go to and
I was a vegetarian.
The bad part about it is, they'll go to restaurants and they'll order like French fries or something.
Yeah. And
but the fryers, the fryers have already been contaminated with like chicken wings or fish.
Oh, I got you. Yeah.
Yeah. So the grease has already been infused with animal fat.
Oh, they can eat
and then they're getting fries eaten out of it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
No, I said peanut oil. But they're vegetarian. They can eat peanuts.
Yeah.
It's chicken. Yes, you got that right. Yeah, chicken.
Peanut.
Right.
And shit.
But when you drop chicken, when you deep fry chicken wings, and then a vegan comes in and they just want an order of fries, and you drop fries in the same vat of grease where the chicken wings are
bad.
Yeah.
Wait, but they should have a separate oil thing. You most do. Mm-hmm.
Should.
Do.
Yeah, they should.
Here.
That's the key word.
Yeah.
Should have separate oil.
Because, you know, a lot of people can't have certain things like babies.
Right.
You know,
people, they make fun of that, but I've actually had we had more than once in the restaurant where I got a call and said somebody had an allergic and they had people, the EMS show up, you know, because they were having a really bad reaction, you know.
Yeah.
And we often you know, the home office would be like, well, they're just trying to extort us. No, they actually had to give the guy something to get him back straight. So not everything is trying to take money from the restaurant.
Nope.
You know?
Exactly.
And I didn't know. That's one thing I didn't like about a regional manager, or not regional manager. He was a regional manager. Yeah. He would always come in and say, so what kind of reports did you get this week? Who's trying to lift us now? I'm like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, It's like not everybody
you're
got through.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Dude,
I wish his asshole would heal up so he had to throw up to take a shit, you know. So.
Oh, God. Ew.
Yeah. Hey, have y'all noticed how people don't know how to drive anymore? It's getting worse.
I noticed. It is.
They keep trying to kill me.
For real, though, it is getting worse.
It's absolutely fucking horrible.
Hey, Lisa.
People don't pay attention anymore.
What?
Hey, David, Lisa, what do you get when you cross LSD with the birth control pill?
Huh?
What do you get when you cross LSD with the birth control pill?
Donald Trump?
No.
Oh.
Not.
But that doesn't...
I don't know.
Trump steaks are the best steaks. Okay.
Oh, God, no. Not them.
No, what do you get when you cross LSD and a birth control pill?
I don't know. A trippy.
A trip without the kids.
Well, you know, I was going to say a trippy kid.
I'm
I don't
full
know why,
of shit
but
tonight.
I was close. That was good. That was actually pretty
you were
going
to say trippy kids, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, because you're tripping.
Hey, why did Dolly Parton go to the Datsun dealer? Oh, wow, this is old. Why did Dolly Parton go to the Nissan dealer to buy her bras? Well, it would have been the Datsun dealer back then. And I had a Datsun. They were great.
I remember those cars. I forgot about them. Oh,
that thing ran forever.
Oh, my God. I forgot about those little cars with that little hatchback.
I don't know why.
Okay. It was the only place you could find a 280Z.
No.
Oh. 280Z. Wait.
280Z.
Right. Bra size.
It was
a
thanks for the memories.
Yeah. Lots of them. Right? Lots of them. Oh, my God.
They're cool. They're a handful. I love them.
Oh, my God.
Whatever.
I am just sitting here thinking, oh, right.
I'm the only Harley house. I don't want to talk about it.
No. I'm sorry.
Candy
the day,
bar, I'm sorry.
The way the day progressed and all the shit that I found out, I'm still like, what the fuck? What the fuck is going on? I got to get up. When I'm done, I got to call Dawn.
Right.
I'm just trying to cheer y'all up.
You
Everybody,
are.
You know, it just
you
seems
are.
Like something.
Yep.
There's just been so much bad shit going
yeah,
on.
No, oh
my
heart,
there,
my
yeah,
heart.
There has been.
My heart. I don't want to see that. Look, my heart breaks for everybody. Everybody needs to stop their fucking stupid shit and stop
yeah,
the
no
war
doubt.
And stop
yeah.
the war. Completely. You're killing babies. You know, look, I don't care who what
That's
side it is.
So dark.
You don't kill the fucking babies, man.
So dark.
All right. I watch
That's
it.
So
I see it. I trust the people I'm getting info from. And
uh-huh.
I'm seeing
well,
it. And I want to tell you, they need to stop right now. Right now, everybody just go to your corner and sit down. For real. It's
yep.
literally, just sit down.
I love
Shut
it
up.
When you're sick because you have this, when you get sick, and no, I'm serious,
yeah.
I'm going to say something about you, cousin Lisa.
What?
When you get sick, you go from a New Jersey accent to a Bronx accent or like a, no, actually,
well,
Staten Island. Staten
yeah,
Island,
left.
That's it. Staten
yeah.
Island,
oh,
to get a Staten
I grew
Island.
Up right, yeah.
I was
right across from
there. There was this
and that's
thing.
That's the only difference.
You got to
have a cold.
Yep. Yep.
This,
no, I get loud when I get loud.
Vegan went into a restaurant and asked
yep.
if there was pudding. And the waiter says, no, you can't have any pudding if you don't eat your meat.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. How can you have any meat if you don't? How can you have any pudding if you don't eat your meat? All right, there you go.
Eat, yes!
Yes,
can't have any pudding. Did you know that's actually, you remember the movie Oliver Twist? That was
right.
taken from the original
uh-huh.
Oliver Twist movie. That was the audio taken from
Look,
that movie. Because
I
was
love
like 2 o'clock in the morning in 1983 at the matinee,
yep.
and he starts doing it, and I'm looking for Pink Floyd.
Oh,
and I'm like, what the fuck? That's where he
more.
Got
yep.
That's where he
well,
got it. He got it from Oliver Twist.
Good. The Wall is one of my ultimate favorite movies of all time.
Yes.
All right,
the Wall. How about Heavy Metal? Shit. Remember Heavy Metal?
Oh, my
oh
God.
Heavy Metal was awesome.
That was the best. Take a trip around Heavy Metal. Yeah, that was great.
I remember. I was stoned when I saw that. All right, but so,
I was
yep.
many things. Many
yep, I was stoned.
Things.
I remember. But,
oh,
but,
it was still one of the greats. 1980 was a great year. Great
yeah,
year for
really,
music.
Really? Yeah.
Just not a great
really
year
was.
For me. I was living on the street, but 1980 was
yep.
a great time for music. There were some really great breakouts.
I know.
A lot of great breakout music. A
yep.
lot of comebacks, too, in 1980, of bands that had been really big in the 70s. 80s
my favorite,
had a resurgent.
My
80s,
favorite bands so. Were AC/DC and the Ramones back then. They were like my favorite. And the Cars, I like. Yeah, there was a whole bunch of, yeah, the whole bunch of shit that I used to love back then. And I did it.
Wow.
Oh, God.
You can't have any chicken if you don't eat your North Sound salad.
That's right. How can you have, no, how can a chicken have any? No, the North Sound chicken's tough. But
why did the chicken cross the road? Did you from the left or the right?
I still can't believe this. I got a cold
Lisa,
ball.
In order, you know what you got to do to appease the chicken spirits in North Sound? You got to eat a bowl of those chicken feet that you find at Walmart.
Ew.
No, I won't.
You got to pick your teeth with them, lady.
Oh, my God. Oh,
go,
my God. Imagine. Oh.
Give me some gruel and a chicken foot.
Oh,
by the way,
God.
I had a really good candy bar.
What was
okay.
it?
Oh, Henry?
It was a payday. Brunch.
Aw.
It was a payday? Was it short?
I always say real
yeah.
good, God damn it.
Yeah, it was because I only got paid for bereavement, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's horrible. When he got you all of it. Yeah. Yep.
Oh.
I love you guys. I love
all
y'all.
Right.
And
I hope
y'all come and join us next week on Scanning the Frequencies on Live Paranormal. We love you guys. Thank y'all for listening and even also the rebroadcast. Super appreciate it.
All right.
Yeah.
Good night to everyone.
Good night, everyone. Halloween. Halloween's coming up.
It's coming. It's coming. We'll see y'all next week.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Next week. Night before.
Pretty much. Wait.
Yes.
Like 30th. All right. Good night, everybody. All right.
Good night.
Bye.
Tune
good
in
night.
Next week. Have a good night, folks.
All right.
Take care, Dad.